we should have that evidence, showing that evidence for me is something we should also put in our agenda. So as we move forward in strengthening our movements and leadership of our movements, these are the key messages that I would really want us to take forward. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, Grace. Stay in solidarity is a key take home for me. Thank you so much. Jello, again, in one word or two words, how do young women, how can young women sustain courage, leadership within these shifting advocacy spaces? There to you. Go, take it on, Jelop, in one word or two.
Well, one word is difficult, immaculate. But I'd say that women can sustain advocacy by building movements. And I think that's one thing ICW East Africa is trying to champion for us women and girls to form movements where we stand with each other, fight for each other, even when there is no resources. Yeah.
Okay, so thank you again to solidarity, standing with each other, speaking with each other, even when we don't have resources. Powerful. And then I go to Sophie from the global perspective. How do we pick these voices from the community, bring them to the regional and to the global and stand in solidarity? Yes, over to you, Sophie.
Well, I think the important things have been mentioned, right? We need global solidarity. Women in Asia, women in Caribbean, women in Eastern Eurasia are having similar experiences, West Africa, East Africa. We need global solidarity. The context might be different, the solutions might be different, but the experiences are similar. So we definitely need global solidarity. And I think we need persistence, right? This is a long term, it's not going to be solved in 6 months. We need long term strategy. We need a long term plan. We need a long term movement. And I think that shift from thinking about projects and fitting in a way to existing programs and health services, which is, I think, how the HIV response has been structured for a long time, to really conceptualizing us as a woman's movement of sister networks and sisters around the world who are working on these things is really important. And I guess the last thing I would say is just, we can't back down. There's no backing down. We have to stand strong. We have to stand together. If you're feeling alone, find someone to stand with you. We can't back down.
We can't bow down. So thank you again. Thank you. Solidarity, it is an issue that is not only for East Africa, it's a global issue. So yeah, we stand in solidarity and we together, I believe we win. So thank you, Sophie, for emphasizing that. And I think now as I move to the participants to hear from them, allow me to thank you so much, my dear panelists, for grounding us in the truth and courage, but also for letting us know what is that we need to continue doing together. We've named it, we are building movement, but we need to measure it and then stand in solidarity. So those are powerful key take homes that I take from this conversation with you panelists. Thank you, and keep online where the conversation still continues. Thank you so much. So now I'll move to hearing from our participants. Adela and Tim, I'm not able to see the participants and even the chats, what is in the chat. So I don't know whether Edna is still online. If she's online, she would take on this conversation. If she's not, Adela, please take it up, or yes, who have been monitoring the conversation, but also are able to see who is online. Please feel free to pick up your mic or raise your hand and add to this conversation we are just having.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Alice.
Thank you. Can I be heard?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you so much for this session. My name is Alessi Margarine, and I've really learned a lot from the session. I work with Zote Initiative for Development. We're based in Arua District. We mostly work in the rural transborder communities. So I just wanted to add on, just share something about our experience. The communities located along the border are still experiencing some of the worst forms of violence, especially by the design of these communities to be located at the border, and then they do have cross-border trade ongoing. And then also because of that cross-border trade, a number of young girls especially who get involved in unsafe sexual activities, and they are not educated around how to protect themselves, etc. And then they are young. And so, you know, when some of them, now during that process, when they engage in unsafe sexual activity, and they do get infected with different sexually transmitted diseases. They are really discriminated in our community here. They are seen as, first of all, they are seen as outsiders. They are rejected by community, by their families, and all that. And also the fact that they are young, there is really little or even no support for them. So I have been observing this, seeing this as a growing trend as these communities are becoming more vibrant with trade and business, and more people visiting the communities. And